All right, so our final conversation is about tips or bribe. Do you know the difference between a tip and a bribe? It just feels like yesterday when we started on Let's Talk. This was years ago. It's about, what, six years ago. This is 2023. Yeah, just about six years ago when we started on Let's Talk, and we had a similar conversation to this. Now, in the news recently, some new mothers have accused some River State Primary Healthcare Centers in Obi Akpa local government area of collecting money for syringes before immunizing their children. Now, some of these mothers who spoke to our correspondent said that the attending nurses usually insist on the syringe payment with a claim that the state government has exhausted its supply. Let's take a listen to that.
The nurse there said that the government gave them the vaccine but no syringe. So since there was no syringe, I had to buy syringe. So I gave measles, yellow fever, and the other one in the mouth and the one in the leg. So the three of them was 600 naira syringe. That was all.
I gave my child a year and 3 months immunization. I gave them money. They said it's for needle. I gave them 200. For immunization, I pay. Sometimes when we want to weigh the baby, I'll pay. They will say drop something.
They call it tip. There's no fixed price, but say to me, give me, find me something. I don't need to pay, but sometimes they do see people's card if you don't make payments.
It's surprising why government hospital not have syringe. But anyway, we are in Nigeria, anything can happen.
Ah, that's a slap on our sovereignty, on our integrity, on an ideology. Slap. This is Nigeria. Anything can happen. Now, when I first read this report, I was going to like, oh, well, you know how these things are. You know, it happens in some places, not widespread. But lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, I put out a call to a friend of mine in Lagos. Hey, what's up? How you guys doing? You know, just, you know, catch up on you know, current trends. And he said his wife is just coming back from, you know, the hospital, and he was shocked that they had to tip the nurse 1,000 naira to attend to his baby. Let me say that again, that they had to tip the nurse, that when they got there, the nurse was, okay, this is what, okay, where your baby is. And so when they were about to start, you know, they were just, you know, they were worried about the rashes on the baby and they were taking temperature. The nurse goes, ah, nothing for big mommy today. And they had to give her 1,000 naira. So, do you know when you are paying a tip or a bribe? Do you know the difference, ladies and gentlemen? Those of you who are probably old enough, please educate Jude and indeed the rest of us, because I think it's a bit unfair when we open the phone lines or we read messages or on the platforms or everywhere around the world, you get to hear people say, oh, Nigerian police people, useless people, SS3 boys, they are collecting SS2 boys. Hey, C4I, they have done this. Hey, we now have SARS back in Nigeria. We don't have SARS all over Port Harcourt. Hey, they are evil people. Some of you who are shouting, they are evil people. Some of you are the ones that are telling. Look, I can't even believe I heard this. I can't believe I heard this.
The nurse there said that the government gave them the vaccine, but no syringe.
Wow, no syringe. First and foremost, it's possible. It's possible, but I'm very sure, and I'll play that clip for you very shortly. You know, Dr. Orang, who is the head of the primary health, immunization, because I remember speaking to him during COVID, you know, says, hey, look, we'll investigate, you know, these claims. But listen to this.
So since there was no syringe, I had to buy syringe. Mm-hmm. So I gave measles, yellow fever, and the other one in the mouth, and the one in the leg. So the three of them was 600 naira syringe. That was all.
I gave my child a year and 3 months immunization. I gave them money. They said it's for needle. I gave them 200. For immunization, I pay. Sometimes when we want to weigh the baby, I'll pay. They will say drop something.
They call it tip. There's no fixed price. But say to me, give me, find me something. I don't need to pay. But sometimes they do see people's card if you don't make payments.
It's surprising why government hospital not have syringe. But anyway, we are in Nigeria. Anything can happen.
Ah, that's very. Every time I hear it, it gets worse. So 0179230002, 0179230003, WhatsApp 0809030614. We have a post up on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. I'm going to read some of your comments on this matter this morning. Do you know the difference between a tip, a bribe? Are you guilty of giving bribes? Do you know the difference? Are you sure you're not one and the same? Or, you know, are you promoting it? Yes, are you promoting it? Let's get to hear from you this morning. As always, turn on the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it or hear it. Do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
On Facebook, Jones P says, a tip is a form of appreciation to help boost the speed of something, while bribe is payment to aid corruption or evil. So, Jones, let me ask you, if you get to the banking hall, all right, and there's a long queue, or let's say the queue's not particularly long, all right, and then you are picked out, maybe the security guard, you know, likes you, or maybe just feels, oh, maybe there's something special about you. Let him just help you. And he says, Auntie Jones, please, you know what? Just come here so that this other person will attend to you. And you say, oh, thank you. Right? And then when you leave, you now give this person 1,000 naira. All right? So in that case, is that a tip or is that a bribe? Or is it when the person says, Auntie Jones, if you come here now, just give me something and I'll make sure you enter here. Is that a tip or a bribe? Let's be very clear. Jude doesn't know, so let's have a clarification. Four lines are good, they're live, and they're active. Do you know the difference between a tip and a bribe? Are you guilty of one, or are you a promoter of the other? Interesting. I thought this was only in Port Harcourt, only for me to hear in Lagos that it's happening as well. Anything for Big Mommy. Well, we are good to hear things today. We are good to hear things. What's up? This one here says, tips are out of appreciation, while bribes is making your way out at any cost. Confidence from Mozuzu Eche. Making your way out. Any costs, just any of your runner. Okay, all right, that's a bribe. Okay, all right, good to know. Learning again, tip or bribe. This one here says, Jude, they are one and the same. Oh, it just depends on the type of oil you rub on your face. Hey, Daniel in Imo Gate, Daniel, go on quickly, please.
Jude, my brother, good morning.
Good morning,
you said Daniel in Imo Gate as well. Yes, the difference between tip and bribe is clear. Tip can be appreciation, or is appreciation, not can be, is appreciation. Somebody did something for you, you just appreciate that person. He never expected, or it is not by force. But bribe is something you get, that is, if you don't do it, they won't give you that which belongs to you. Maybe a contract or whatever.
Okay. All right, Daniel, we'll go for a break, and when we come back, we'll hear more, please.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
92.3 Nigeria Info, 27 minutes gone past the hour of 11 o'clock. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude, the Dude or Mamibe. As always, your purveyor of conversations. And this hour, right now, we are on the final stretch for today. It is all about tips and bribes. Do you know the difference? Can there be a very clear and present line that will be crossed for one to turn to the other? Now, let's get to read this one. This one says, Uncle Jude, a tip unsolicited while a bribe is most definitely asked for. But I would beg to differ because I'm going to put a scenario for you. You get to a hotel, and in America, tipping is a culture. All right, you get to a hotel in the US, for example, the bellhop or the bellboy, you know, carries your luggage, your bag from the lobby down to your room. He stands at the door, you know, and he does his hand some kind of way, you know. Whether you give him or not, right, your luggage has been taken upstairs. No doubt about that. But he rubs his hand in a certain type of way, and people go, okay, he has a $5 note here, or let's say $2 note. Thank you for carrying out. He's still going to be paid by his bosses, by his manager, whatnot. But they rely very heavily on tips. Waiters, bellhops, ball boys, doormen. It's pretty big in the US. They ask for it. No tip? Malvin is in Orazi. Malvin, good morning to you.
Yeah, in aspect of tips, you know, we can clarify in two aspects. One, when you willingly give someone something for the help the person has done, that's it. Not when the person asks you that, let me do this for you, then you now give him the cash, not bribery.
That's bribery.
And also, there's another aspect too. Aspect of you telling the person that I want to do this thing, then I will give you so cash. That is bribe.
That's bribe. Really? So if you tell Marvin, if you tell your 10-year-old cousin, oh yeah, come, go and sweep that compound. If you sweep the compound, I'll give you 20 naira. Is that a bribe or is that a tip?
If I tell my that come and do this, then I'll give it to you. It's a bribe now because you telling him without money, it will boost the person, and it's you're bribing that person.
Okay. All right, Marvin, thank you very much. Now, let's get to the headline news. Hopefully, we will not have any bribery cases to read out this morning. Don't go anywhere. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Well, welcome back. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning. So, we're talking about tips and bribes, and I'm asking, do you know the difference? Do you know which is which? Can you tell? Are there gray areas? Well, let's find out from you. 0817923-0002, 0817923-0007. WhatsApp, and I'm getting there right now to read some comments. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6414. 1609030-6416. Good morning, Jude. Are you shocked? I'm shocked that you are shocked. It's like that in almost all government agencies, especially here in River State. If you go to the Primary Healthcare Center at the River State College of Health Sciences, you will be shocked with the amount of extortion happening there. My wife pays 500 naira in each office or table she goes to. If not, they will not attend to her. That is not a tip. That is no longer a tip. Oh, by the way, remember I told you that Dr. Rang said there's going to be investigation? Yeah, this is him saying so.
We bundle vaccines. When we say we bundle vaccines, if we are giving, let's say, BCG, we are giving 40 doses. The 40 doses is going to come with 40 syringes with a buffer of about 10%. So that in case you have any failure of syringe, you still have extra syringe available for you. There is no time we deliver vaccines without bundling. As I'm talking to you, there is no shortage of vaccine and there is no shortage of syringes. We have enough syringes. So it's quite embarrassing for us even here that people are now buying syringes. It's obviously not true.
So he says obviously not true. So that means these nurses who well, according to him, who have been tasked with the mission to help save lives, are stealing. They are collecting bribes. They are doing the same thing that some of them will come, go to church tomorrow, swear against the policeman who delayed them for 10 minutes on the road of doing. No, Jude, that's not what they did. Elizabeth is speaking to us from Mumbasa. Elizabeth, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Please, can you step away from your radio set? Can you do that for us, please?
Okay. For me, tip is not bribe. It's just a way to appreciate, you know, like the services you get.
Fair enough. So how do you do that? Yeah. How can you differentiate what the appreciation is and what the bribe isn't?
So you give an example of being in a banking hall and then the customer care or the security comes to assist because of the crowd, right? You're not obligated to give him any money, but if you want to appreciate him, you give him some money and you say thank you. But then again, it puts them in a position where they believe when you do that, you're expected to give them some money, but then it's not tips anymore because it's not from your heart.
Aha, so if they're expecting you to do something after they've given maybe a generous offer, it's no longer a tip.
It's no longer a tip because it's not genuine.
It's not genuine.
Because they want something from you.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you very much. Have you given a bribe recently, if I may ask?
No, I haven't.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure. Even the fees, I don't enjoy giving them money.
You don't enjoy giving them money or you haven't given them?
I don't.
Okay, you don't give them money.
I don't give them money. If you want to keep me forever. I'm not giving you money.
Okay.
Especially when I know my papers are complete. Mm. So if you want to waste my time, no problem.
Okay, all right. Elizabeth says she doesn't give bribes. All right, thank you very much, Elizabeth. Now, Ilueme Thangol says, tips follow the rendering of service, whereas bribes precede it. Most times, tips are usually gifts intended to strengthen social bonds after such services have been rendered freely. You can decide not to tip the person even when they asked indirectly. But in bribes, the giver's intention is to sway or influence the receiver's process or decision to circumvent rules or regulation. Oh. Tip is not a crime, but one can be culpable for the offense of bribery. I think here is my message of the day. I don't think I have any fault with this message. I don't think, you know, it could have been better said. If there are views that you can add to this, we would welcome them. Most times, tips are usually gifts intended to strengthen social bonds after such services have been rendered freely. You can decide not to tip the person even after they ask indirectly. But in bribe, the giver's intention is to sway or influence the receiver's process or decision to circumvent rules or regulation. So you must ask yourself this question. This 1,000 naira, this 100 naira that I'm giving this policeman on the road, why am I giving? In fact, that brings me to that bit, because you now have tips, bribes, and extortion. By and large, many of the policemen who stand on the road with their uniforms with the green and white and the Nigerian police emblem embossed on their shirt are extortionists. They are not collecting bribes. Those are extortionists. Now, they can also collect bribes. And we'll be talking about bribes tomorrow, Thursday morning, inside Rivers Office Beach. You don't want to miss that tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about bribes. Bribes of a very hurtful kind. But anyway, I digress. So when they stand on the road and they tell, just like we heard during the eyewitness report today, that they tell the tricycle riders, aka the keke riders, give me under there, where I am, bring them. That's a command. And I had to say this once again. Look, just in case you missed the memo, these individuals, right, apart from the fact that they have been there, you know, they took an oath. Nobody forced them, by the way, to get into the Nigeria police force, right? And there's an oath, you know, to protect lives and property, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, we know how things have been bad and everything. And their superiors, blah, 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 who end up being political. All of these people are answerable to you, the people. Just in case you were wondering. That's why when you put pressure, things change. So when you are stopped, there, keke rider, there, police, taxi driver, when you are stopped and they say, where am? You know, you could ask, where are you waiting? Where are you waiting? Just, you know, anyway, moving on. Next message. Tips given after services rendered, most times willingly. Bribe is given before the service is rendered, sometimes reluctantly. That's from Big Tim in Port Harcourt. I like you guys to say sometimes reluctantly. Yeah. But you do know, and I agree with Tim, sometimes people give those bribes very willingly. In fact, they look forward to giving bribes. Take, for example, let me see. Smugglers, you know, smuggling rice, you know, contraband. Yeah, they would want to willingly offer somebody at the post some bribe. You know, no qualms about that. Precious is in Abia State. Precious, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Let me comment briefly about the tips and bribe you're talking about.
Yes, please.
Do you know why some Nigerian drivers give police money?
You like them?
Because some of them, their papers are not complete. Yes, for me, I don't give police money. Since I know that my papers are complete, I can never give them money. You can delay me for 2 years, I won't give them a damn. So most of the keke drivers, I give them money. Some of them don't have driving license. Some of them don't have particulars. So you give them 100 naira to just make your way. Okay? Yeah. That is what I find out there.
Precious, thank you very much. You don't have your papers, yes, and give them. We've heard that narrative, but just what really worries me as we have this conversation, for how many years would the commercial drivers, bus drivers, you know, whether they're tricycle buses, whatnot, you know, keep saying that even when they have, you know, their particulars, they still collect the... Why? Why? See, what I've been in several taxis, right, where the taxi driver, upon sighting a checkpoint, would just say, please, oh, I don't get money to give any police. I hope so nobody carry anything. And everybody say, no. Say, okay, I don't get money. We get to the checkpoint. The policeman shamelessly puts his hand out, you know, and say, oh, yeah, bring him. And he says, okay, waiting. Say, bring him. Say, wait. And they say, hey, OJ, oh, yeah, pack this guy. And we were packed. This gentleman brought out his papers. They checked. And this man was pretty meticulous. They checked his papers. We were there for about 15 minutes. They checked every paper. They asked him. He had a file folder. They didn't stop there. They searched all of us. I will not forget. They searched all of us. This was at Umigbo. They searched all of us. We came down, we emptied our pockets, they opened the trunk, they operated like the Nigerian police. I was so proud. After they checked all of us, we went away. We got into the car. They still asked the man, where am? Okay, Chuku in the greeter. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Yes. Do you know why? For my own top, why people give a police bribe or money on the road is for careless drive. Because there are many of them I used to drink. Things that shit would gone. Where is the paper? Where is the before you go? They caught gone. So you better bring the 100 naira, give them and go your way. So not, for myself, for me, not because of your paper. Somebody will delay you, parasite you and delay you for more than 1 hour. Taking your paper and your paper is correct. Looking one foot or the other to give you accusation. So you better give the 100 I go for my own. Thank you.
All right. So you better just bribe them and go. No, that's not bribe. That's extortion, by the way. You allow yourself to be extorted. Sounds like logic to me. I wouldn't lie to you. You know your papers are up to date. All right. Yet, because you don't want to spend time, you know, you give in. But I need to ask, though, doesn't that tell a little bit about the state? Look, maybe there are gray areas. I don't know. Because I begin to see that in life, there are fewer absolutes than I used to realize, or that I knew, rather, like, say, 15 years ago. Okay, anyway. Once again, hey. We're learning from you. Hassan Danladi on Facebook. By the way, Facebook is facebook.com/Nigeria Info. X. Oh, that's Twitter. @NigeriaInfoPH. @NigeriaInfoPH. Forgive us. X. I need to get you guys to use X more often, because the conversations there are very straightforward. Everybody gets to have, a limited amount of time, all right? So X, @NigeriaInfoPH, that's Twitter, @NigeriaInfoPH is where you find us there, and I'd like to get to read your comments as well. Now, people should be reminded of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, let me open it. Let us know what is inside there. Let us not mislead people. Okay, so the New Living Translation, all right? Nor thieves, or greedy people, or drunkards, or abusive, or cheat people. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. What if they don't believe? Anyway, Deuteronomy 16 verse 19. You must not pervert justice, show partiality, or accept a bribe, for the bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and distorts the words of the righteous. You know what? I'm going to copy this, my good fellow. Right, I'm going to pin this up, because tomorrow morning, Inside Rivers, we will talk about this, and I'll make a reference to this particular message. Eric is Nakpajo. Eric, have you given bribe today?
Hello, good morning.
Have you given?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Talk true. You've given bribe, Abby?
No, I don't need to give bribe.
Are you sure? Okay. We accept you.
So what I do is, like, if there's something you do for me and I appreciate, I can really give you something. But it's not that giving you life as obvious as they used to give. Like, you just be a policeman, just play and begin to bring out money to give you. Don't do that. But you see, most of the problem with these taxi drivers are the passengers they carry, not merely them. It's the passengers they carry, because sometimes the taxi driver might decide to stop and bring his papers out to really show the policeman on the road. But you see, the passengers will be pressuring him to give him money, now let's go, settle him, now let's go. So the man will let option left and decide to really give the policeman something and go away.
Okay, that's another interesting angle to this, Eric. Thank you very much. Otuwari in Bayelsa. Tibra.
Hello. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Otuwari. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have somebody from Yonegua.
Yes, about bribery and thieves. There is a difference between bribery and thieves.
Okay, tell us.
The thief is when you want to make your way into somewhere like a bank, or maybe you are moving on the way to this property, start to find out. Then that one is bribery. When you give something to them, they are being bribery. Then thief is appreciating someone.
No. Yeah, listen to your Twine. Right?
That is different.
Okay, so there's a difference. Now, the question is, do people know the difference? And have you given a bribe?
No.
Have you given a bribe?
You mean me?
Yes, you.
No.
You sure about that?
I don't, but when I was driving, police stopped me. I have to buy everything.
So okay, so instead of them to delay, you give them. Yeah, but that is still bribery. It's still bribery. You still give them. Once again, we're saying the same thing. I've heard this narrative over the years, and it has to be said that it may just be that the Nigerians who subscribe to this notion do so, you know, because maybe they don't think that they have the integrity. Just maybe. Edward, speaking to us from Eliozu. Yes. Edward, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Edward.
Yes, me, I don't give bribes. When I get to police in my car, I have patience with them and give them anything they want to check.
Mm.
But the commercial ones, when we enter commercial vehicle and also see what happened on the road, the police know that the police take advantage of their passengers and their business, and they have a motive of getting something from them. So they will decide to delay them. As in, when they don't want to be delayed, they will offer them something to go their way. Because they have motive. They have the motive of getting money from them, even when their documents are intact. So even though their documents are intact, a policeman will clear you, demand for your license and your papers, and begin to pretend as though he's busy. Leave you there and go attend to other vehicles. And if we approach him, they will get angry. They should let them do their work. Currently, as we speak, Jude,
yes,
under the Elios flyover, in that interception, right under the bridge, that busy place,
yes,
police officers are there collecting. They don't talk to private cars, especially those cars that are overloaded with goods on top of the roof and the boots. They must stop you under that bridge. Even when they are causing traffic, they don't care. They know that these commercials, they are on business and they cannot be delayed. So the intention is just to extort money from them. So whereby you don't give them something, they'll just clear you, collect your documents, and even 30 minutes or beyond, they'll just keep you there.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Serious instruction that is going on in the traffic that every one of us will know about it. I mean, it's happening now at Elio's flyover, under the flyover.
I don't doubt you. But yes. I'm asking, but what if people decide
Hello,
Edward, can you hear me?
Yes.
What if people decide not to give in and wait for whatever it is that they're waiting for with the policemen? What if people refuse?
If you can do that, we know that's why they will tell you it's a Nigerian thing. When you want to do the right thing, you see other people who will shout on you, especially passengers. They can even start to come down from the vehicle and go their way without paying you. So it takes very few to have that mind to do that, even when they are losing their business.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank pleasure you. To have heard from you. Edward is saying, and that's a bit of an eyewitness reporter right now at Eliozu. Yes, at Eliozu right now. We have some members of the Nigerian Police Force who are actively extorting money. If only we could get one of those drone services to just see them, you know, capture their numbers and ask them why. You know, I like to talk to people. I believe, you know, with dialogue we can achieve anything. Just ask them, excuse me, sir, why exactly are you, you know, profiling, styling, and then extorting these individuals? Why exactly? I'm curious, very curious. Raymond is on the line. Raymond will be our final caller this morning. Raymond is speaking to us from Oyigbo. Raymond, okay. Welcome. Raymond, go on, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, go on. Good. Yes, go on, Raymond. Thank you.
I want to just contribute on the bribery and appreciation.
Appreciation, nice.
So the I don't like to give a bribery in anything I do, but I like to appreciate.
Okay.
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, when He healed the people. One person came and appreciated and said, thank you for what you did for me.
Okay.
And he said, what of the others? From there, I learned how to appreciate. Then, bribery. It's like the day I was coming from Owerri towards Odagba. On our way, we met police people at the checking point. They stopped us and we stopped. They asked us, the particulars and we presented them. They said tinted glass, I presented everything.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Raymond. I'm sorry, we have to go now.